Good evening, folks. It's 10 dozen minutes of not having anything to say with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead.
I'm
and
Jick.
Jick's online.
like America.
America's online?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. What's been going on with you, Mr. Skullhead? Sorry, I'm a little scattered for whatever reason.
Yeah, I cannot brain today. I have the dumb. And just, let's see. We spent the weekend... Went to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch. The play... Or the, like, stage musical. That you would absolutely
I was
hate.
Wondering how that could possibly get worse. And now I know.
Yeah, by the way, you need to watch that again and do it right this time. I think that's...
I need to prime myself with a lot of gay porn.
No, you need to watch it and realize that it's excellent.
Oh.
I think that's just going to be my approach to the... You know, there are things that I like that other people don't have to like. You know, there's plenty of stuff that I like that's pretty indefensible, except to say that I like it. But, you know, like when... Vaginal blood fart tells me that he didn't like Fifth Element. Like, no, watch it again and do it right this time. When you tell me you didn't like Your Brains, like, no, you're going to have to listen to that again.
Yeah, okay, so I listened to that song by accident about 5 times on repeat yesterday. So that's an okay song.
All right.
Then I listened to it a couple more times on purpose.
Huh.
I was cleaning out my Gmail. I got my inbox from like, 1,700 messages to 15 messages.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
So
basically, because I don't like Hedwig and the Angry Inch, your only conclusion is that
you're doing it
wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're watching movie foo is weak.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was weird. I was actually thinking of you sitting in the theater. And thinking about touching you all
but,
over.
I mean, don't you
gay.
Always think about me when you're doing something super gay?
Yeah, it tends to be. But
yeah.
The songs were so incredible, and the band that was playing them was so good. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that there are people on this earth who didn't like those songs. Mm. Clearly they are doing it wrong.
I went to karaoke on Friday.
How did that work?
I was all right. I didn't sing. My wife did one song, and then later on she Rickrolled the bar.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I was pretty pleased.
Did she actually sing the Rickroll song?
She did. She did.
That's cool. But that's depressing because that was what I was planning to do at the karaoke session that we're going to have for my birthday.
Oh well, you could still do it. What you should do is actually sing the first few bars of it, and then say. Fuck! And throw the microphone across the room.
Huh.
You know, as though you had been Rickrolled.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of clever.
Nobody would get it. I mean, maybe somebody would get it.
I could do my special Rickroll and get a karaoke track for Chocolate Rain and go, hey, check it out, guys, I'm going to totally do Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley and then do Chocolate Rain instead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Saturday there was Saturday it was the pretentious artist's wife's birthday party. So, we were there. Played some pool, drank some beers, hung out with some other pretentious artists. Yeah. I made a joke that just completely failed to go over. This girl was there and she was like we were sitting in a group of people and this girl was like, "Yeah, like my boyfriend's grandpa, he's from Scotland and after 3 beers, I just can't understand a word that he says." And I said, "What about when you're not drunk?" And she said, "When I'm not drunk?"
Not bad.
It just failed to launch.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife says it's because it was my punishment for making a joke to a woman that wasn't my wife.
Oh, I see. So you have like a humor fidelity clause?
Apparently, yeah. Speaking of which, I have to start disabling all the female KOL players.
Okay. Just start at the high end of the player IDs.
Okay. I'll start at the high end and I'll delete one a day.
That sounds good.
Until I get to the end.
Actually, I think with the brouhaha in Newbie this morning, there are probably...
Was there a brouhaha in Newbie?
Yeah. There are probably 12 or 13, at least multis of female players.
There was just a lot of
trolling and making multiple accounts to troll and making even more accounts to further troll.
I see.
Yeah.
So it really was a brouhaha. It wasn't just like a fracas that you were describing as a brouhaha?
No, I would never describe a fracas as a brouhaha. I have some brouhaha standards.
So we don't have a whole lot of questions, but I think we can move forward with a half questions, half bullshit show, same as always.
Sounds good to me.
Some of these we got to on the last show. Lan says KOL plus awesome equals question mark. What do you think about the question mark?
KOL plus awesome equals. Wait, is she implying that KOL is not awesome?
I don't know. I would
become something
too,
else.
Too awesome.
Yeah. Too cool to be forgotten.
Some bloke says, "Dear Jick, can you please make item of the month speculation threads a bannable offense or do something that will discourage them, please?" I don't really see the harm in them. I mean, there are always, there is always exactly one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and here lately, I've been making the official item of the month discussion thread so that it really bothers me in the forums when there are like five or six pages of speculation discussion, and then when the thing actually comes out, the actual discussion of it starts on page five or six of those threads. That just drives me crazy. But
yeah,
it doesn't drive me so crazy that I'm willing to like prune out the 30 replies from the end of it that it would take to actually make it. I'm told that the new forum software is very easy to moderate, but I wouldn't know because I'd never moderate the filthy motherfucker.
I found that it's kind of a pain in the ass to moderate, actually.
I feel like a lot of simple tasks are a lot more convoluted than they need to be. I always have a hard time figuring out how to lock a goddamn thread, but it's because it's called close thread.
Yeah.
And something like that.
Well, it's mainly that you can't just push a button to tell it to, say, lock a thread. You click the moderate this thread thing, and you scroll to the bottom of a list of radio buttons and select the button to lock the thread. Which I suppose isn't that, you know, it's not a huge pain in the ass, but it's enough of a pain in the ass that it kind of made me stop moderating in there.
Actually, if you're on a post, at the very top of the post screen, not at the very top, there's a little drop-down called Thread Tools that Close Thread is automatically selected, so it really only takes two clicks and no scrolling to close a thread, at least the way that I've found it. But maybe that's the problem. There's just 20 ways to do everything.
Hmm.
I was trying to upgrade to the latest version of the forum software, and I didn't do it right, and it was all doing it wrong in the form of a bunch of database errors. So that's what happened to the forums earlier today.
Hmm.
Yeah, so sorry about that, kids. But it's, anyway, I know what the deal is. I'll get that taken care of. But it's not behind on any security patches or anything. It's just that there's a new version of it that adds some more features. I don't know, man.
That's what we need, more features.
Lusk says, how about a new creature / familiar called Martini Spider or Spider Teeny? A martini glass with the bottom having fangs and eight legs. But then everybody would think that it had six legs.
Please fix.
Petrock Steve says, congratulations to Slackerjack for his bad moon foo. Although if the black cat had just been for show, I would have laughed hard. Yeah.
Was that the first person to unlock the...
Yeah, I believe that he was. Yeah. And then there was another guy who had spent one adventure with a different familiar by accident, so yeah, did not get the unlock. Poor guy. But it was confusing people because apparently the Ascension database, the KOLDB thing, uses our Ascension history, which rounds up like 99.5% runs to 100%. Probably ought to get consistent about the way that those are displayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, you know, the decimals make sense on the leaderboard when people are trying to compete for eking out that last, you know, 0.1%, but on your actual history, it seemed a little unnecessary, but I guess it could also just round down, mm-hmm, and it would solve that problem. Enter the Wumpus said, I recently read a Star Wars book in which Chewbacca dies. Personally, I thought this was more proof that Lucas is a stupid prick with no idea of what he's doing. What do you think of killing off such a long-standing character like that? If it was a book, I doubt if George Lucas had anything to do with it. I feel like... Yeah. I don't know what kind of deal you get when they license out an intellectual property like that for people to write books about, you know, like, because they can't have editorial control over every single book. That would just be really cumbersome at this point. Sullivan thought it would be funny to get a copy of that book for a friend of his and get it autographed by both the guy who wrote it and Peter Mayhew. And then give it to a friend of his. So, presumably, that friend will enjoy that sort of thing if he's the kind of person that enjoys that sort of thing. Istanbul points out that N Plus for the DS is not actually out. Never mind, I totally don't review games, and I totally don't get games before they come out. Dude, how'd you get a gig reviewing DS games? I want to do it.
He probably just played a lot of DS games, and one day somebody knocked on his door and said, "Hey, would you like to review some DS games?"
Yeah. Of the Hill People says, Chrono Trigger next to last boss too hard? Someone didn't have the rainbow gear. Loser! I think you're the loser for knowing about that. No. To be fair, I did not do, when I played through Chrono Trigger, I did not do any of the, like, side quests. I got to the point where I could fight the last boss, and I was like, oh, it's time to fight the last boss. And then I'm like, wow, what the fuck? It's time to just get killed over and over again. I guess I'm done. So then I looked at some spoilers, and I'm like, oh, wow, there was a whole lot more to that game than I knew about. I thought I'd go back and play it sometime, but I didn't. Aquitas asked an eerily prescient question, having been taking his Mr. Magnifico pills, so I'm not going to read that aloud, because I don't want to...
In heaven. Yeah, jeez.
I don't want to spoil Zori the item of the month, or one of the effects of the item of the month. Oatcan says, Scully, when I heard you and your friend talking about certain songs in a relationship, I was reminded of the song me and my first girlfriend danced to, N.I.B. by Sabbath.
Sabbath. What kind of dancing do you do to Nativity in Black? I suppose it's kind of a slow song. Do you know what song that is?
I don't. I don't know how it goes. Would I have ever heard it?
Probably. It's the one, you know, the... My name is Lucifer, please take my hand. Like the whole guitar riff the entire time is dur 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 dur. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Black Sabbath. I don't know that I've heard that song ever. I think the first song that I ever danced with a girl to was a Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yeah, I believe so.
And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's going to stop us now, Mr. Skullhead.
Because we can't and we don't and we won't stop.
Yeah.
I just thought I would bring that back into good music territory. I have no idea what the first song I danced to a girl with was. Danced in a girl to... I have the sword in front of... inappropriate prepositions equipped. Mm-hmm. No, I was.
Well, you got started with the ladies so early,
dance,
you know?
Yeah. Some kind of junior high dance, and given that, it was probably Every Rose Has Its Thorn or something similar.
All right. Black Sandy says, I know I'm a bit late, but werewolf/vampire romance? Stop giving Stephanie Meyer ideas. Who's Stephanie Meyer?
She's the one who writes those, like, 800-page terrible, terrible books about vampires and humans and their tortured relationships.
Black Sandy also said, also, if Jonathan Colton played KOL, would he have a Joko Hobo Kobo? Actually, yes, but we would also soak it with Southern Comfort, making it a Joko Soko Hobo Kobo.
That makes me happy. I don't have anything to add to that.
Quietust said, is there any reason why hobo underlings only ever give hell ramen and cranberry sauce while they give either good or crappy booze? There should have been a range of things that they give you. I'm going to actually... Whoa, shit. God damn putty. Now it is taken to disconnecting, but it doesn't say that it's disconnected until I actually try and type something into the window. So that's even more frustrating. Let's see. Oh, look. Some douchebag named Jick is editing the fight script from somewhere else. I'm going to edit anyway. I must have left that open at work. Let's see.
I would hope so. I would hope people weren't just breaking into the office and editing the fight script.
Yeah. Let me see where this is.
Is Hell Ramen still good food then? Or does that just depend on your definition of good? It seems to me there are people in the forums who go, "You're eating Hell Ramen? Really?"
Oh shit, yeah, the food thing was totally broken. There was a line missing. Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Thank you for pushing
the artist. I'm not positive that it is safe to push out the fight script, so that fix is probably going to have to wait until tomorrow. I need to talk to Zeno and make sure that there's nothing going on that I'm not aware of. Quietus, there's a whole array of food the way that there is a whole array of booze. It just wasn't getting rolled properly. Thank you for that report. I never would have known about that. Hellbound Lamb says, or Hellbound I Am. Do you guys ever have plans to work with the makers of KOL Mafia? The guy running it is on the dev team. We don't see him very often anymore. So I don't know if it's I don't know if he's primarily doing the work on it anymore, or if he's not playing much, or what's going on. But yeah, I mean, we dev'd him specifically so that we would kind of have his ear. he also says the council asks you to bring proof that you killed the boss bat, which is the bandana thingy. But it doesn't say in that they take it away from us. So shouldn't we still have it and be able to use it? I'm not really sure what the deal is with that. I don't remember. I remember that being a little goofy and changing a couple of times, but I don't know. Probably doesn't make any sense. Madeline says, please, for the love of buttery Jesus, never implement another hobo code binder like mechanic in other clan dungeons. This is the worst thing ever. I think you mean it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I think you're confused about the quality of things.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't played around with it much, but if it's something that requires people to do a lot of, like, adventuring in out-of-the-way areas and stuff to succeed with it, then that's generally thought of as a good thing.
Yeah, I think of it as a good thing. You know, if somebody is intent on getting all of the glyphs, it's going to be some work, and it's meant to be, you know? It's another little, it's like a medium-term goal, you know? You have to ascend a couple of times to do it, and so, you know, it's one of those things. It is entirely optional. There's nothing you have to have that requires you to get all those glyphs, and you can get half of them and sort of brute force everything. You know, you're not going to be able to do, like, bleeding edge speed runs in Hobopolis with only half the glyphs, but that's totally fine, you know? Kevin B. says, when are the next tiny plastics coming out? I want a tiny plastic sword. Oh, wait, and then he says, let us arrange the right click menu and chat how we want. I was thinking that what that meant was he wants a tiny plastic sword that lets us arrange the right click menu and chat how we want, and I'm like, how the fuck does that make any sense? I guess with a small enough sword, you could actually cut between the pixels and scoop the links around.
That could be what the subtle knife analog in-game does.
Yeah.
It just allows you to cut between the pixels.
What's the opposite of subtle?
Blatant.
Overt, but there's got to be the blatant knife.
Well,
because that's a funny way to parody things, is to just put in the opposite of one of the words.
Yeah, I find that I get more value, more humor mileage out of just using synonyms. Like the warm subject gift certificate. Gold.
Yeah. No, it's really, we've really pioneered some amazing comedy techniques over the course of writing for this game. Yeah. Like, people are going to be talking about this for years. I mean, I'm going to be talking about this for years.
Yeah, regardless of who else is, I think you and I will continue to talk about it. The council takes the boss bat bandana and makes the batskin belt out of it.
That's what seems a little weird.
So maybe the bandana was made out of the boss bat's scalp? Or maybe the boss bat's bandana is made out of bat skin, you know?
Yeah,
you don't get to be the boss bat without kicking some ass.
Yeah, without sure making a few omelets. Fred Levi says, "Will Seaside Town ever? Will Seaside Town ever open up a little? Perhaps someone will sell seashells by it. It's called Seaside Town, but it walls itself completely off from the sea. Yeah, man, there's fucking Indians in the sea, which is why they need those wooden wooden spikes around the town." I keep thinking that one of these days, because the problem that I have with Seaside Town is I feel like it is a little, I feel like as a new player coming in, I would experience what I experience in a lot of RPGs, which is you're playing along and everything's real simple and you're going through some tutorials and then suddenly there are like 100 places you can go and you don't really know what anything is. And I feel like town could stand to be revealed a little more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like the ideas that we all came up with about having a second town that opens up when you unlock the woods, and then another town that opens up when you unlock the desert. Like put in Border Town as an actual town.
Yeah.
And then the slums of Border Town as the sort of, well, you know, the south of the border part of Border Town as the adventuring zone. Because all the adventures would still make sense, and, you know, it could just be like a kind of standard desert town filled with Mad Max references. But we just, I haven't ever actually sat down and gone through Seaside Town bit by bit and decide what I was going to put where, or how, you know, decide how we would want that to unlock. But if I did that, I would, I kind of have this vision in my head of what Seaside Town would look like if it was sort of redrawn with an actual, like, wall and maybe some docks and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm also kind of reluctant to change it because it's just been there for so long. But, and then I think, you know, well, we were never reluctant to change things that had only been there for a year or 6 months or 2 years or whatever. So, like, you know, evolve or die, man.
I mean, we're already changing something pretty soon that's been in the game since its inception.
That's true.
So
that's true.
This is not the time to be shy.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's kind of a big project, you know, to do that. And it's, I feel like every time I think about it, I end up with like, well, I end up with one of those, well, fuck, that's not going to work because X, Y, and Z, and I just some issue that I don't have a good, I don't have a good handle on, you know. I do think that there are certain things that could be, like, I feel like the Gord Tower on your first ascension could be unlocked via non-combat in the pantry or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the suspicious-looking guy could be unlocked via non-combat in the alley. Like, because, you know, having one thing unlock at a time, I feel like, is a lot more satisfying than just suddenly showing up in town. And it's just that town has grown so much over the course of the game that it's now just this, like, sort of sprawling monstrosity.
Right.
You know? And you know, finding where to go. I don't think that the newbie experience of the game has really serious fundamental problems, but I believe that the experience could be crafted a little better. But there are a number of things that totally make sense to put into the forest town. Bounty Hunter Hunter can go out there. The Bugbear Bakery can go out there because it's already in a log.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and Doc Galactic's medicine show could go out there, too, because there's a lot of stuff in town that started out on the plains, and then we ran out of room on the plains. So, you know, a little forest town would definitely be cool, because it unlocks so fast that it's not, you know, we can completely change it for a new player in a way that's not really going to impact experienced players at all. Except that they're going to be pissed because they don't remember where anything is.
Right.
But, you know. And then somebody will write a grease monkey script to make town the way it used to be.
I wonder if anybody tried to write a grease monkey script that enabled you to play NS-11.
I don't know. That'd be funny. It just, what it does is it takes the boring ass grind of the level 11 quest and replaces all the text with fights from the haunted gallery.
Yeah.
So that way it would seem like you were playing in NS-11. I get it. Because all you ever did was adventure in the gallery.
Yeah.
That's okay. And I'm sure that there are people thinking, Jick, you woefully naive, sad son of a bitch.
True. I think Smoot will probably set you straight in a couple of minutes here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was amusing. And did you see the thread for last week's show that Smoot sent in a question, which I paraphrased as, you know, troll, 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 everything sucks, blah, 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 you know. So they put that in the transcript, and a couple of people are like, huh, kind of sounds like he was being a dick, or Scully was being a dick. I'd like to see the original question, and somebody posted it, and then the mood of the thread was kind of, nope, that was pretty accurate.
Yeah. No, I read it and talked about it a little bit, and then somebody actually sent into Radio Bugbear a poster they made that, because I described the motivational poster that we had on the wall with a picture of Smoot's avatar, and it's, you know, that if we don't manage to please every single person, then we have failed. Yes. I should get one of those printed out. Lord Stefano says, right-clicking to attack a player off the player search does not work. Show some club love, please. Huh. That's a little weird. I can see why maybe some of the right-click stuff wouldn't necessarily work right if it happened inside a pop-up window. So I will put that in a list of I'll put that in the list of things to check out. Excuse me. Oh shit! I never did fix that old chat thing. I've got to fix that. I'm gonna mark this radio show thread urgent and assign it back to myself, because it doesn't draw my attention to it, because there were a couple things in there that I wanted Zeno to do, and then the rest of them are for me, but since it's assigned to Zeno, I never look at it. So, signing that back to myself, and I need to fix that old chat thing. Because in the old chat, going into Hobopolis shows you everything from everyone's Hobopolis channel, and that's got to just be a fucking nightmare.
Seems kind of exciting, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would certainly be confusing. If confusion excites you, or if excitement confuses you. Linkmaster writes, what program do you use to draw the art of KOL? How do you draw with a grayscale the way KOL is? And last of all, how do you do it with boxing gloves on? I use a Pilot Precise V5 ink pen and some regular old white paper, and then I scan those drawings into PaintShop Pro 9.0, because Photoshop is for homos and Mac users. Get it? I just said the same thing twice.
Oh, redundancy is funny.
Yep. And so is redundancy.
Oh, you are so funny.
And you know what? If you can't think of anything funny to say, just say something normal, but in like an insulting fake foreign accent. Scully, we are masters of comedy.
We are. Actually, I was demonstrating a different skill set there, which is if you can't come up with anything funny, quote a funny television show.
Oh, I see.
Because that was from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. The guy who doesn't understand sarcasm.
And you know what's funnier than any of that other stuff?
What?
Is dissecting your own humor in a self-deprecating way.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
God, we just can't win.
Can't win for winning.
Lumak says, will you ever implement any more ultra rares? Probably not.
Nobody's found the last three we put in.
Yeah. So we're like, you know, screw this. They don't appreciate our efforts. Of course, they're in some of the 8 or 9 zones that haven't been discovered yet, so we can't really blame anybody, I guess. Dev Joe says, you can have 2 facsimile dictionaries, so the argument that having only one of them will prevent you from functioning, it doesn't work. Yeah, well, I mean, sure, but you could, I mean, using 2 facsimile dictionaries isn't going to hurt anything, is it? I mean, if you have 2, you can use 2, and that's totally fine.
Can just do that much more spelling damage.
Yeah, I mean, it only works in one zone, and it's not like that zone is hard, so. Apocalypse Throb says, I love the new /outfits command, but can we get an option so that it won't load the inventory screen and show the outfit change? It'd be great to be able to bypass that entirely. The something that Zeno was talking about doing is generalizing a sort of Ajax setup, like we use for right-clicking to shrug off buffs and something else. There's something else, the quick skills. The quick skills, how you'll use it, and it will just pop up a message at the top of... Shit! at the top of whatever page you're looking at, rather than loading the page that actually performs the action. It's trivial to add that to a lot of the game's functionality. What I think I would prefer, rather than it giving you the output at the top of whatever page you're looking at, I would prefer for it to just give you the output in chat. Because, you know, why not? So that's something that will happen, but Zeno's in the middle of something that I don't want to divert his attention from, so be a little while. Xmudex says, if you didn't notice from the video recap that I posted, I have a handful of Legends of the Hidden Temple episodes, if you like. Yeah, there are some on YouTube, too, I've been told. But I would almost rather not watch it. I would almost rather just having read about it on Wikipedia, move forward with what I imagine would be a good little set of references to it.
Harakon says, the facsimile dictionary item text and the text you get when you acquire it are contradictory. The Baron says that he's making a copy for himself and giving back the original, but the facsimile dictionary says that it is the copy.
Hmm.
I'm going to look that up on the KOL wiki, just to double check that that's what's going on, and if so, we'll rewrite one of those.
Yeah. I mean, it would really make sense that the facsimile dictionary would be the copy, so I think that's the way we would want to... The problem, though, okay, so I think that's part of why the dictionary was blacklisted from the second funkslinging spot, because it was possible to have two items that were both called dictionary, that were two different items.
Right.
So now that you get the facsimile dictionary, it's a little less, it's even less important than it was before. Petero says, Jick, why isn't the ravioli hat edible if it's made of ravioli? I'll tell you, if I ever make a game where you can eat your hat, I'll eat my hat!
Ho-ho!
See that?
Petero's?
Giga Shadow Funf says, is it true that the queue is supposed to make it so we don't fight the same monster twice in a row? Because I just fought two Majimeka blah blah blahs. Well, the queue is supposed to make it less likely that you will fight the same monster twice in a row. And it does. Shinitenshi says, you know what would make a good item of the month for this month? A sticker book in honor of school starting. I imagine that it would work like the Librum of Candy summoning. Huh. Having a tome of stickers would be an interesting way to do another tome. That's kind of...
Yeah, we could make it so there were slots on weapons that you could put stickers.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay, the Baron says, wait a few minutes while I have my scribes make me a copy of this amazing book.
And okay, here you go. So she said, make you a copy of this amazing book.
Yeah.
You know what would actually work? Yeah. Okay, this is kind of awesome, actually. This is maybe what this thing should do. Okay, so imagine that when you use the sticker tome, so you can only have one tome, right? So there's like a cardboard page in the back where you pull out like a sword or whatever, and then it summons stickers. So you can only ever have one sword, so that would actually work. Putting stickers on the sword would actually work if you could only ever have one of them.
Uh-huh.
So something like that. That's a pretty cool tome idea, actually.
So it would have to be something you can equip like all the way through your run, really.
Yeah, well, but all Mr. Store stuff is, basically, right? I mean, it's...
Huh.
We don't ever really have stat requirements on there.
I have to kick that around.
Or, it could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be a weapon. It could be an offhand item. It could be just something that having different stickers on it. And, you know, and then we can track for each sticker when it wears off or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Make it so you can only have one sticker on something at a time or whatever. That's both an interesting narratively and mechanically thing. I was really trying to finish that sentence correctly, but GigaShadow 555 also said, so will future clan dungeons have randomly generated monster names, or was that a Hobopolis only thing? I feel like that is it is one of the most appealing things about Hobopolis, is that name generator, and I would really like to be able to leverage that kind of thing for clan dungeon content in the future. I mean, I don't know, you know, it's I don't know if we're going to be able to make that lightning strike twice, because it's kind of actually the same lightning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's especially, it's not interesting, even if you did see it again. But, you know, any place that we put in a situation where you're going to have to fight thousands of the same monster in a row, we're going to do something to make it interesting. So, you know, either the fights will be different in terms of what's going on in them, or there will be something, you know, something... You know, I was talking to Hot Stuff about this the other day, and, you know, we could do some sort of thing where instead of the monster's hit and miss texts being just a list of things on the table, we could write some kind of Mad Libs thing for them, you know, so that, you know, just expand on the "it hits you in the nipple" thing.
Right. Huh.
You know, which, not knowing what the monsters are going to be, I have no good ideas about what the content of it would actually consist of.
But that would be good if we could somehow get them past just 6 hits and 6 misses.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, the other thing that we could do is we could make it so the next clan dungeon doesn't necessarily make you fight thousands of the same monster in a row, right? I mean, I feel like having to spend 300 turns each in 5 or 6 fully populated zones as a clan just wouldn't be that big of a deal. If you're only fighting 20 or 30 of a monster a day, it's not going to get as boring as it would get if you were, you know, spending all of your turns fighting the same monster. So you wouldn't necessarily need something, you know, interesting and funny to read every time. That's going to be interesting and funny 5,000 times in a row.
Right.
You know. I like writing the sort of random text generator stuff. You know, the demon names thing was fun, and the muttering engine for Hodgman was cool, and I like the hobo name stuff. Like, that kind of thing is really fun, but the hobos really lent themselves to it in a way that we could make incredibly content rich. I don't have any other ideas for things that would be that easy. At least. Chemistron says, the game Soul River that is available to play doesn't seem to resemble the Soul River you described during your radio shows. Is it just trying to gain popularity by name association, or have I not explored enough? At first glance, it seems to be more of a satire of KOL than a game about time travel. Yeah, I mean, they kind of took the name and did their own thing with it, and that's fine. You know, maybe someday they'll work in the 70s, 90s thing.
Yeah, you never know. It's not content complete yet, so.
Istanbul says, did you hear the one about the doctor whose patient was pissing blood? He did some tests, and it turns out the guy has full-blown AIDS. Lol.
I'm confused as to why Istanbul sent that in and why you read it.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of questions. Noah M says, what the hell? I thought Tom Jones was black. Now what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Are you racist and had previously enjoyed the music of Tom Jones? And also black and racist? If so, I think what you should do is free your mind, dude, and the rest will follow.
So would you also suggest that he be colorblind?
Yeah, and not, in fact, be so shallow. Oh, help me out here.
Oh, sorry. yeah, Hurrican. All right, that was the one that you read. Food Seeker says, is multiple accounts to buy one-a-day limited items in the mall multi-abuse? If not, I don't know what is. Yeah, that's definitely a basic multi-abuse there.
Yeah, although I still have a minor issue with people who have mall limits in this day and age. I think that they served a purpose when they were implemented, but I mean, when the game was a much smaller place, I think they served a purpose. But now, it's just.
I mean, I guess it is theoretically implausible for somebody to just buy all of a given item with a couple billion meat, but you know, I feel like honestly. I still believe in the justifications that I had for it back in the day, that the closest we're going to get to an actual free market is a market in which people can do whatever they want to do in terms of buying and selling stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, a market where the seller is free to limit sale goods is a market that is arguably freer than a market where the seller cannot do that. You know, and it's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say get rid of them. I just, whenever I go to the mall, I don't buy from people who have limits. Just like I may only need 2 red pixel potions for my immediate need, but I want to buy 100 of them or 50 of them or something so I don't have to visit the mall again for a while.
Right.
Wow.
You could also just give yourself 100 red pixel potions.
I could, but that would be cheating. In a way that's like playing 300 adventures is not. Play Havoc made another copy of your inspirational poster, but it's not something that would ever be on any of our walls because it says, if we can't make every single person happy, then we have failed. If I can't convince people that they should know the difference between then and than,
wait, it says
then
than
I have failed.
We have failed?
Yes.
I didn't notice that. Wait.
Oh, wait, that's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm so used to that being wrong. That every time
I
see...
I read it earlier and I didn't notice anything being wrong with it. What the hell is the matter with you?
Yeah. Every time I see the word then now, I just get angry.
Huh.
Wow, that's really funny. All apologies, Play Havoc. Please don't let slip the dogs of war on me.
Oh, man.
What?
Now, whenever you get a 7-syllable item, we can put the doodah at the end of it.
Doodah only has 4-syllable.
No, but... pickle-flavored chewing gum, doodah. No. Okay. You know how, like, when you get 11 of something, it says it's ridiculous, it's not even funny?
Yeah.
And when you get 37 of something, it says in a row.
Oh, I see.
Now, when you get an item that has 7 syllables in the name, it can put doodah in that.
It shouldn't, though.
You don't think so?
Well, maybe. I don't know, because I've written it into some of them. And
oh.
In some of them I've written, yes, I know it's Camptown Races, but we're not going to do it this time. And it's also Camptown Races, London Bridges, and Hall of the Mountain King.
Right.
Sort of. Maybe okay. if it went between those three. That would be kind of tricky, though, to have it know that it's pickle flavor chewing gum.
Yeah.
You could just add pickle flavor chewing gum, My Fair Lady. Not as well known as Camptown Races, though.
It could also just do the doodah once out of every 100 times that you got one. You know, just wouldn't be that big of a deal.
No.
Dr. Van Mojo says, is there an extra special consolation ribbon if your black cat bats away an ultra rare? If not, shouldn't there be? No, you probably wouldn't get the consolation ribbon. No, you wouldn't get the consolation ribbon at all. So, haha. Fucking cat.
There should be looks like your cat batted away in ultra rare. You should have a consolation ribbon. Well, it looks like your cat shredded the consolation ribbon too. Here's a consolation ribbon. Ah, man.
The Kthreven says, how about changing the hot and cold running ninja suit into a hot and cool runnings ninja suit? I remember Cool Runnings being pretty good. I saw it in the theater when I was a kid.
How about instead of that, the Kevin, we draw a line down your head and make it look like a butt? Now, I actually saw that recently, and it was kind of funny.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that a reference to Cool Runnings?
Up. Yeah, the big bald dude says, how about if I kick your butt? And he said, how about if I draw a line down the middle of your head and make it look like a butt? And they don't say ass, because it's a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Although I still don't believe that's not James Earl Jones at the end of it. There's like some James Earl Jones little ganger who plays the guy's father.
Huh.
And so he's like, I am your father, and the guy kind of looks at him closely and says, oh, you're not James Earl Jones. Okay, then yes. It's possible.
Disky says, how come McMillican Cuddy's farm still has a 1x8 even after you've killed your daily ducks? Because I just haven't, I haven't done the update to that. We, you know, we get things done and then we move on to other things. It's in our nature. And so sometimes things lack a little polish at the end because of that. It's frustrating. We shouldn't do it. But we do. ChefBob27 says, if you don't apply yourself and study hard, you shall not pass.
Yeah. That's funny.
And if you want to know what the quickest way to get across the country is, fly, you fools.
Oh. ChefBob is actually quoting me there, though.
Oh, yeah?
But you don't read anything that I write for this game anymore, so you'll never know.
Where was that at?
One of the mole adventures.
Oh.
Where you kind of happen into
I did read that.
The Balrog school. Actually, you just don't remember everything that I've written for the game in an encyclopedic fashion, which is completely acceptable.
Inferno Hero says, are the next Chef's Dave is going to include one for the chrome / asbestos / linoleum ones? I don't know, maybe. Madeline says, you're fighting Flatulent Riff the Foul. This is accurate, right?
I've never noticed an odor around Riff.
I've heard he's a champion fart hockey player.
Fart hockey sounds like something you would order at a Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly a martial art.
Jose Cuervo says, if you use your semi-rare gum fishing in a sewer, could you get a pull from one of the heap's treasure piles instead, or alternately some fourth treasure pile of odd junk? No. Hetty says, for every turn you lose to the cap at rollover, you should get one turn of an effect that grants a bonus to stats / item / meat. No. Because you can play every few days. It'll be fine. Because you can log off for like 5 days and you don't lose anything, technically, right? I mean, you lose the turns that you would have gotten from eating and drinking on those days, which are considerable, but... Linguini Lad says, so are you guys ever going to go to the X-Con in Alcatraz? It's going to be a blast out there. I don't know.
Never
That's
heard of
That's kind of funny,
thing.
Though.
Is it real?
It's an X-Con. I don't know, man.
I was kind of wondering if we were being conned there. Wait, you know what we should do, man? Next year, we should totally go to Burning Man, dude.
No, man. I'm sorry.
I could, like, we could bring the baby. It would be so awesome.
By the time a dude like me was able to find out about Burning Man, that was a sign that it was over.
See, I would think by the time a dude like you would be able to enjoy himself at Burning Man, you would be on the Hunter S. Thompson side of almost dead. So. I mean, eight people on ecstasy who walked up to you butt naked and gave you a hug would probably drive you to drink more alcohol than you should drink in a year.
I don't know. I can drink a lot of alcohol in a year.
Yeah, that's true.
I am. At the beginning of the show, I asked my wife if she could go get me a beer in like 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, she went downstairs, and I was like, oh, sweet, she's going to bring me my beer. But then I heard the garage door open, and she drove off. I don't know.
Finally, my chance to escape.
Because
you had to take off the leg irons for her to go get you a beer.
I sure am thirsty.
Well, we can take a break. We're about to the point where I'm going to need to pee.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, and we can split the hour mark instead of going after it.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you on the flip side, on the dark side of Raoul. Hear the old, be the first conversation, folks.
is Latin. Oh, Sally, Sally, don't you worry, Latin.
shadows and the good girl. Her home is broken, hung out. I don't need to do the illest thing. Like a song out here, we're driving race. We stay all time to purpose straight. And laying down more from state to state. We drive along, travel dirt for the street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, the page, every show I go. It's Adidas on my feet, high top or low. My Adidas. One man is rare. My so-called boy got 50 pair. Got blue and black, cause I likes to chill. And yellow and green when it's time to get ill. Got a pair that I wear when I'm playing ball. With the hill inside, make me 10 feet tall. My Adidas only bring good news. And they are not used as spelling shoes. They're black and white, white with black stripes. The ones I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the steps of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. My Adidas are seen on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we chillin'. And I won't trade my Adidas for the beat of black.
And we're back. And I should turn up my headphones until I can actually hear Jack. And if I can't
hey,
hear
Jack. Sorry. I was not quite expecting that.
Alright, are we back?
We are back.
We are back.
You can hear me this time? Alright.
Yeah,
pardon this horrible noise while I turn my speakers down. Isn't that great? Isn't it great that these speakers, in addition to doing the horrible, like, buzzing thing that they do whenever my cell phone does anything, they also just make this horrible static when I turn them up or down.
People suggested ferrite beads, I guess, is what they were talking about.
I tried doing the. I'd read about how that's supposed to work, but I couldn't figure out where to put them because nowhere was working.
I think if nowhere was working, then there wasn't anywhere to put them because they said to just to put them on your. Just to attach them to the cables. And that would do it. But yeah. When people first started talking about those, I thought it was some kind of like one of those holistic like arranging the ions in your car's gasoline so you'll get better gas mileage kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was weird reading about it and like, oh, this is a thing that actually works. Weird.
Kiki the Blonde apparently mistook Radio Bugbear for Chatbot, so asks DJ. Perhaps that's short for, hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on, I want to dance with my baby.
Or, hey, Mr. DJ, it's up on the replay. You know, if you have to ask your DJ to put a record on, or to put a record on that you can dance to, you really just got to get a new DJ.
Yeah. I do not see XCon in Wikipedia. Oh wait, no, I do, but it's not anything like, yeah. Maybe that XCon on Alcatraz was just mixed up.
Maybe that was just
or
kind of
made up. I meant not mixed up. I'm all mixed up. Okay. Maybe my cognitive ability is directly proportional to the size of my Gmail inbox. So doing all that cleanup yesterday made me stupid.
So you're like a modern-day Samson. Like a nerd Samson.
Yeah. Oopity says, Dear Jick, a recent forum post you made pertaining to the familiar percent system put the fear of Boris in me. Months of heartache could be avoided with a simple yes or no question. Will ascension histories continue to round 99.5% plus ascensions to a cosmetic 100% after any modifications you may or may not do? Well, you know, maybe they should, if it's going to hurt people's feelings. What I could do is I could put hover text on that percentage that gives the decimal percentage. That way, KOLDB would be able to pull it out, and you'd be able to see it, but it wouldn't bother anyone. So, yeah, maybe that's what I'll do instead. Missing Number says, are all future clan dungeons going to be a quest to reach the end like Hobopolis, or might we see other types of things? How about a slower scaling basement for everyone to tackle? that something like that might be kind of interesting. The idea in general is that clan dungeons end. You know, we haven't really considered the idea of having one that did not have a boss, that just stayed permanently open. And then, you know, it's not. I had for a long time before the notion of clan dungeons was anything other than an undiscussed gleam in Hot Stuff's eye. We had talked about the idea of being able to like pay to build a zone that you have access to in a clan, right? So, you know, I mean, I guess it's possible that there could be a clan dungeon that would just be permanently open once you unlocked it, that had some stuff going on in there. That, yeah, that's an interesting content vector, I guess. The Kevin says, you're probably against this idea, but how do you feel about making the hobos scale past level 15? The only reason I say this is because you seem to be emulating the rating system of World of Warcraft, but the difference is in World of Warcraft you can't go past level 70, so you need equipment from a previous dungeon. But with KOL you just need to level up enough and you can fight anywhere. Anyway, sorry about the long question, just a suggestion for future balance. You know, we're aware of the fact that we don't have a level cap, right? And that figured into the design of all of the boss fights in Hobopolis. And I would not say in general that they are trivial. Maybe they're trivial. Maybe they're trivial for a level 100. Maybe they, you know, they're just fun. We built in sort of like, almost like an armor for monsters mechanic, a damage mitigation thing, so that it's not like a level 100 player is just going to go in and one-hit the bosses. Mm-hmm. That, at least I don't think that happens. I suppose that it might. But, you know, we've got ideas. We've got ideas for making fights that are difficult no matter what level you are if you don't have good gear. You know, there are some very simple, very cheap tricks that we could play that would make that happen. And there are some ideas we have that are a little more subtle. So, I mean, it's... You know, we've definitely been keeping those things in mind. I mean, you know, the idea, you know, we sometimes lamented in trying to design interesting boss fights the lack of any sort of level cap, right? And so, you know, when we were initially discussing clan dungeons, we'd basically decided that every boss would start out the fight by de-leveling you to 15. Not permanently, but giving you a debuff that caused your stats to cap out at 15. That is a mechanism that I am certainly willing to use on a boss, you know. But I think that it's going to be better for us in the long run if we challenge ourselves from a design perspective to do the fights in a way that does have kind of meaningful progression through the dungeons. Some of them are just going to be enforced, like you have to go through this dungeon to get a key to get into this next dungeon. I can imagine doing that, right? Again, that's a little cheap, but It's really the only way for us to string dungeons together into anything like a story. So, you know, there are going to be some, you know, it could be that a couple years from now when we've got three or four clan dungeons in addition to Hobopolis, that nobody goes to, you know, a player who starts a year from now won't go into Hobopolis more than it takes for them to see and get bored with the content. You know, and that's okay. That's okay. Like, I would prefer not to obsolete clan dungeons by adding new ones, but I know that to a certain extent, it's inevitable. And also, you know, you're always going to be ascending, right? Well, potentially. Potentially, right. The theory is that to get better at clan dungeons, you can ascend, and so maybe there's a day when you're level 15, and so you can't run the level 30 clan dungeon today. Because you're level 15, so I guess I can fight in Hobopolis and level up, you know, just to give you something to do if you're not just doing some sort of non-combat clovering or whatever to power level. So yeah. Neon Rev says, so not that I'm complaining, but when will there be content for people like me who don't log on every day and just want to read funny things and see interesting puzzles? I don't want to deal with clan dynamics, and I don't have millions of meat, so Hobopolis is out. I really can't do puzzles that well, so Bad Moon stuff is out. NS13 was fun for a bit, but then I got bored. When will there be more content on the level of Spooky Raven? I like the game, but I'm bored with it. Well, there's that question is fraught with insinuation, right? Eventually, you're going to get bored with the game, and there's nothing that we can do to keep it interesting to you. That's just how games work, right? We cannot hope to create content faster than people can consume it.
Right.
I think really the best that we can hope for is that we will lose people for 6 months and they'll come back, and in that 6 months we'll have dropped a nice big chunk of content for them to play for a while.
Yeah. You know, I can see how somebody who didn't, you know, I can see how somebody who just didn't have the resources or the desire to accumulate the resources to get into Hobopolis would feel like nothing has been added to the game in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, there is a good, you know, a reasonable sized low level content dump coming fairly soon. I mean, I like single digit number of days, I would say, just as a guess.
That'll be fun for at least a couple of rounds through.
Yeah, and I don't want to disappoint Smoot, so I don't want to talk about it like it's actually cool.
Right.
For fear of overhyping it. Yeah, he sent a question about that later.
Neon Rev's question is actually a good example of a way to pose a question and not piss us off.
Yeah, because
like,
I mean,
we're
that,
not
know,
pissed
was,
off
that
and
was
we're actually answering it in a direct fashion without making fun of Neon Rev.
Yeah. I'm a little curious about that. I can't really do puzzles that well, so Bad Moon stuff is out. I didn't think of Bad Moon as being particularly puzzly. Fast Bad Moon play was meant to be a little puzzly because of the one-time adventures that, you know, the idea was that people would be figuring out, you know, an order in which to play in the zones so that the you know, extra boosts that they needed, they could get along with a bad effect that wasn't necessarily that detrimental wherever they were going next, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put really good effects in sort of suboptimal places in the hopes that it would become optimal to go there for the few turns that it took to get the actual Bad Moon adventure, and that kind of stuff. I mean, so it was puzzly in that regard, but really Bad Moon, I feel like, was just a very sort of purified version of KOL in a lot of ways. You know, with NS13 was fun for a bit, but then I got bored. You know, that's just going to happen. You know, no game. There are always going to be people who can play an MMO for years and years and years and never get tired of it. There are also going to be a lot of people who play an MMO for years and years despite being tired of it, and then so they just complain about everything that happens,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is weird because I don't feel like, you know, I guess it does happen. I mean, I guess there's the old man who keeps going to the restaurant and bitching about how the restaurant isn't as good as it was when he started going there. You know, I sort of imagine that happening in real life.
Yeah,
there was an old couple, episode three. There was an old couple that used to come into the movie theater all the time in Prescott, and they just never had anything good to say about anything, you know? They were always mad that the movie was too profane, or that, you know, or just, like, whatever, you know? They were just crotchety, you know?
Yeah.
And at that point, stop going to the fucking movies, you know? But maybe there are people who like going out and doing stuff that they don't like so that they can get the endorphin rush of complaining about it. Hopefully, Neon Rev, the single player content that I've begun to really notice a lot of trends in the way that we work, and a lot of this, I'm not going to say the way that we work, because a lot of this is just entirely me. I mean, I'm sort of the one calling the shots on what actually gets done when people don't have their own sort of pet projects that they get really excited about, and then you know. If something that Scully or Riff or Xenophobe does like 99% of the work on, it's a lot easier for me to just be like, okay, here, the last 1% and this is out there. But in general, all of the things that we've got on various back burners, when I leave stuff sitting around for a long time, I tend to end up taking the best bits of two or three ideas that we have and synthesizing them into one thing that's a little less ambitious in certain ways and a little more ambitious in other ways than any of the three individual elements, and that's how you end up with the content that you end up with. But the trouble is, that is a lot more of a waiting for insight process than it is a working hard process.
Right.
So it's difficult to do it on purpose. You know, there's been a bunch of stuff that I've been working on, and then we figured out a way to kind of tie it into the item of the month, and figured out a way to accomplish some other stuff that we were trying to accomplish, and, you know, it was meant to be something quick, you know, something I started working on like a year and a half ago, but I think it's going to be better for having waited and for having encompassed the things that it came to encompass. You know, there's, We've got some other stuff on deck. There's actually a question a little further down that I'll talk about this a little bit. Got some stuff on. You know, the goal after Hobopolis rolled out was to be doing something once a week, putting in some kind of new content once a week, something announcement worthy. There's another question later on also about trivial announcements versus announcement updates that I'll also get into a little bit, but yeah, you know, maybe the swamp stuff will make you happy, Neon Rev, because it's the conception, at least, was that, all right, let's develop the way that we used to. Let's work on content the way that we used to. You know, all right, so we're going to do a zone. That shouldn't take more than a week to do a zone with three monsters and some drops. And then if we want to make a quest out of it, then we'll think of something later, and then we'll put that quest in there. And then if we want that to chain to another zone, we'll think of something, you know, think of some way for it to chain into that other zone, and then we'll make another zone, and that, being three monsters and a handful of drops, should take about a week. Once it gets going, I think it's actually going to work like that, but, you know, it has been in the hot stuff and I thinking about it way too much phase for way too long. And what needs to happen is that I need to just sit down and do it. But there's gonna be something that happens to me, you know, while I'm sitting out smoking a cigar, that I'm gonna think, oh, okay, all right, that's what I need to do, and I'm gonna go in the next day, and I'm gonna spend 4 or 5 hours getting everything in place, saying, all right, Scully, I need some writing stuff on this. Riff, can you help me come up with a couple mechanics or a couple puzzles for this? And then it'll just be done. But it's now at the point where it's waiting on that flash. And I think that it will be the better for having waited for that flash if it won't be the sooner, you know?
Yeah, I think you're basically saying the same thing as you were saying with the way that the thought process works. Like, we could roll out a bunch of simple ideas, but we did that for a long time, and now it's kind of like, well, we could put another new zone in with three monsters in it, but that would be similar to a lot of existing zones. Why don't we put in some interesting new mechanics in it, and then why don't, you know, instead of putting in three monsters and some nonsense drops, why don't we put in some drops with really interesting things strategically in them? And so it is that kind of snowball effect. But then, you know, like, if we had decided, fuck this, we need to have a clan dungeon roll 2 weeks after we announced we were working on clan dungeons, it would have been substantially different and not as good as Hobopolis.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of the framework, you know, the next clan dungeon, for a couple of reasons, will not take as long to develop as Hobopolis did. One is that all of that infrastructure is now in place. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when I actually try to do another one, because I probably made a lot of mistakes in the way some of the back end stuff works, but also because I don't think the next clan dungeon is going to be nearly as big as Hobopolis. If you had told me in the beginning that Hobopolis was going to end up having like 200 new items in it, I would have said, yeah, that's a bad idea. We shouldn't do it that way. But you know, people like it, you know, and so it's always like that. Do we disappoint people by making it take a couple months longer than we said it was going to, or do we disappoint them by rolling it out when we're still not satisfied with the level of content in it?
Yeah, and we know ourselves well enough to know if we say this is an interesting design space that we'll put more stuff into once it's done, that we won't.
Yeah.
Like,
that said, you know, with Spooky Raven, we did. With Spooky Raven, there were a few things that didn't get done because I decided that it was important to roll it out on Halloween. And I thought, well, you know, so we'll do a little Spooky Raven expansion pack later on where we add a few more things to it. And we did get around to doing that. I think it took like a year. You know. But the plan for the high-level content is basically a bunch of things the size and scope of Spooky Raven, but not initially the size and scope of Spooky Raven, basically. Like, you know, if we had rolled out Spooky Raven a zone at a time, each one of those things would have been fairly easy to develop, but the whole nature of it, you know, the Spooky Raven as a gameplay entity would probably not be there as well. That's also part of why it's taken so long to get the swamp stuff going, is that I want a decent idea of how all of the new zones are going to tie together before I start working on them. Even though I know we can do just as well if we put something in, and then, you know what, like, we just pretend that for all level 15 plus content there is just that fourth wall notice standing there. You know, we might change this later to make it work better with new stuff that we add, and that's totally fine. And that's, you know, I just have to crawl out of my own ass on the swamp and put something down.
Did we? Did you end up tweaking Hobopolis at all? Because you reserved the right to do so.
We haven't. I mean, we're going to have to now, because I really want to get that auto attack bug fixed. And that auto attack bug is right now the only thing allowing people to kill Hodgman with all the bosses up. So we gotta figure out. You know, we don't know really what the right way to approach it is. It's one thing that we could do is we could just put in either some additional way of speeding up Town Square by a couple hundred hobos, or we could do, you know, somebody in the forums has suggested just slightly upping the number of hobos killed by a scare hobo would make it so you could clear at least one elemental branch so that you could actually beat Hodgman. There are a few other ideas floating around in dev, you know. Riff very much wants it to be plausible for somebody to beat Hodgman with all the bosses up, and it's real tricky to design a fight like that, you know. Because right now, you need a really high-level player, and you need to use that auto-attack bug. And it says right on the fourth wall, you know, if you find a trick for beating a boss that we didn't intend, we're going to get rid of it. But at the same time, there's all this hand-wringing in the forums about, you know, well, fuck that, because all the people who are currently getting hamsters are going to have hamsters, and then nobody else is ever going to be able to get one. And they have a point. If we were going to fix it, we should have fixed it right off the bat, but there was not an obvious, elegant fix for it right off the bat. It wasn't until the radio show last week where I figured out, oh, right, there's a very simple way to take care of that will also take care of a bunch of other shit. So, you know, we have not really changed anything. We fixed a few things that were broken. We fixed a few things in the side alleys that where typos allowed a lot quicker clears than were supposed to be possible. And nobody really cared, so that's fine. Let's see. Old One says, why is the bitchin' meat car a quest item? You can make any number of them, and you can even disassemble it after the quest. I'd really like to collect cars in the game. We don't want people to be able to pull the car in softcore. That's why it's a quest item.
Istanbul asks why the option to do a casual run exists. I would say because some people just want to play that way. And
yeah.
It doesn't hurt you that they play that way, does it?
We did that because we were afraid that cranking Ronin back up to 1,000 turns was going to be a hassle for people who just wanted to play and be all hearty, you know. There probably aren't as many of those as we think. You know, there are probably people who want to play and be all hearty, but they also want to get the skill for ascending, so it doesn't really help them, but people do it. People do it, and, you know, that's their prerogative.
They can do what they want to do.
TechSmurf says, proposal for an account option. When you don't have every component of a custom outfit, have it equip what you do have instead of failing to equip any of it, because having to manually equip 8 things when I can't get one piece of my farming outfit is hella lame. Yeah, you know, I think that what I might do is just have Xeno change that so that's the default behavior. I don't really think that merits an account menu option. But I'm going to, let's see. Note to self. All right. What do we got next?
What was TechSmurf's question?
It was the when you don't have every component to the custom.
Yeah.
Fineldar says, I was doing the Going Postal quest for the first time last Sunday, 2 weeks ago. It looked like Scully's writing, so I want to tell him that I liked his stuff, especially the quest log stuff and Knob Butter. A great, funny quest. I haven't seen Buffy, but is the vampire slayer in the forest along with the person in the noob cave a reference, or just the slayer? I get the other jokes with the noob cave girl.
I know you're the initial vampire hunter in the woods was something you put in, and it seemed like it had a little Vampire Hunter D and a little Buffy the Vampire Slayer thing going on.
It didn't have any Buffy that I was aware of.
Just the fact that it's a vampire slayer.
Yeah.
I guess what people are saying.
But I did not know anything about... Well, maybe I knew about the movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Noob Cave is entirely because of the only thing that really struck me strange in Buffy, like the one nit that I still pick, is that she gets this ancient weapon from a prophecy that's always been there that they just found out about, and this ancient weapon is made of like chrome and red sparkly car painted stuff and like a fresh stake in the end of it that looks like it just got carved. It's like, here's your ancient weapon. Some ancient biker made it in his ancient shop.
Does the woman in the cave have... Is that any reference to the Glory character from...
No, she is the character that gives Buffy the ancient weapon.
Wasn't the first name Glorificus?
Yeah, but that's only because I wanted her to be Gloria Steinem.
No, right, I knew that. I just didn't know if it was maybe a synthesis, and since I didn't know, I had not seen Season 5 of Buffy when I
Let's just go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
This guy is so accidentally cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Antoid says, could you make lion oil and bird ribs zap into each other now that we can get more than one? No, sorry. That doesn't make any sense.
We've already thrown that bone to you.
XMoodX says, Jick, I'm sorry that Hobopolis being a meat sink struck a nerve, but perhaps if there was another dungeon accompanied with Hobopolis, maybe the meat sink label would fade away. Now, that is certainly something that will eventually happen. And, you know, that was a... The cost was something that we knew was going to generate a few complaints, and, you know, anything that generates any complaints is definitely going to generate some from you. So, that's... I've always known how to interact with people. It's the hyping things up only to have a diminishing return that brings out the worst in me. Well, that and the forums. I don't think you know what the phrase diminishing returns means.
And, yeah. I think what you mean is a disappointment, and we can't help the fact that us being excited about something makes you less excited about something. That's not really something that's going to change.
That said, you know, I'm a lot less likely at this point to talk about how great something is before it rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hobopolis, I don't think I talked up too much, and I think that by and large, everyone was really happy with Hobopolis, so I don't, you know, we didn't fuck up at all there, I don't think.
Yeah. If you are thinking about it as I paid 11 million meat for this dungeon, then sure, it looks like a meat sink. But I think that I don't think hardly anybody is doing that except for Smoot.
Like, yeah.
It's pretty clear that that opens a design space, and if I don't think we would have made anybody any happier by waiting until we had two to roll it out.
Yeah, especially because, you know, we didn't want to put a lot of work into a second one if it turned out to be horribly unpopular.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody else was pretty sure that people were going to like it. You know, I mean, my wife, even when it was like a third of the way done, she was like, this is awesome. Why didn't you tell me that you were working on something really awesome that I would actually be interested in helping you test out and stuff? And I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't sure if it was awesome or not. And even unto the end, I was like, you know, I'm still not sure if anybody's going to like this. And, you know, turned out okay. Old One says, is it bad of me to fight Ed the Undying again and again, run away on the last fight, and start the battle again for multiple high stat gains? No. You know, it is something that we anticipated people doing and didn't put a fix in for, so it's, you know, it's never going to be worth the turns if you're playing really competitively, so it's fine. Do that if you want to do that. Apocalypse Throb says, would you consider examining the feasibility of allowing us to use more than one snow cone of the same color at a time? It just doesn't seem game-breaking to me, but I'm no dev. It would probably be pretty trivial, actually, to make the code work that way. So that way. Because it's not like you're using multiple ones at a time.
Yeah, that's just saving clicks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll mark that down. I actually looked at that code the other day and thought, you know, why doesn't it work like that? I do wonder. I had said that running Homebopolis would be a money-making proposition for clans that wanted to sell everything that they found in there. I'm not actually sure that that's true anymore. I'm not sure that it ever was or was ever going to be. But, I'm really surprised at the low price of the stuff in the mall. I guess, you know, every time I try to create something that's going to be expensive in the mall, I forget that the only things that are really expensive in the mall are things that you can't keep getting more of.
Right.
And these things, as hard as it is, you can keep getting more of them. So, you know, they've all sort of settled in the tens of thousands rather than the handfuls of millions, which is sort of where I was hoping some of them would be. But, you know, I don't know shit about the economy.
Yeah, well, that does kind of lead to the Star Wars. Like, the Star Wars action figure problem.
Which is?
If you design something to be rare and people pick up on that, then they'll get as many of them as they can, and that will drive the price down.
What was I looking at? And Balanced Tour talking about some weirdness with bird form fighting at the end dying. Thrust into the fight as a normal form, and then I used a gong afterwards and got the Talk to the Llama adventure immediately after using the second gong. Right. Although you should still have the flag that doesn't let you use the second gong, though. That's something that can probably be fixed. Dr. Van Mojo says, when I finish a run, there's usually more stuff in Hank's that I want immediate access to than I want to pick through the list and select one by one, so I end up hitting the take all button, but I certainly don't want immediate access to all of the stuff, even though I want to keep it. Would you be opposed to creating a sort of non-publicly viewable display case that we can use for dead storage to use things that you wouldn't want to grab from Hank's? Or would creating a new family of tables like this in the database be too much of a pain in the ass? If it's too much of a hassle, could we just get the ability to mark display case shelves public or non-public to accomplish the same thing? I am not going to mess with the display case code to make it possible to put things in your display case that you don't want to display.
Yeah, private display case.
What's that?
I was just amused by the concept of a private display case.
Yeah. You know, I'm not thinking correctly about the what Van is actually trying to accomplish here. I don't know why it needs to be a display case, I guess, is the thing. Like, why couldn't you?
I think he's just saying if you don't want to build
something
else. Oh,
because the stuff in your display case doesn't get sent to Hank's.
Right.
You know, we could make the stuff in your closet not sent to Hank's, and we could prevent you from accessing your closet while you were in a run. That would actually solve that, right? And it would and
then
it would
we'd
sort
have
make
to make all of those closet interface changes that people clamored for.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know. The closet's not any better or worse than the display case, is it? Maybe it is.
It's something that we've been loath to mess with.
Dr. Van Mojo says, there doesn't seem to be a consistent line between what's an update and what's a trivial update, as trivial updates are sometimes very important. Could we get a slash trivial like we have slash updates so people can see the trivials, the most recent three or four of them, without having to log out of chat? Yeah, that's actually something that I'm continually surprised that it doesn't already exist. Where did I have this? I'm gonna mark that, and I'll write that myself. The thing is, what I would like is for updates, announcements to be posted about things that add new content to the game, and trivial updates about things that don't. That said, you know, I made an announcement about the slash outfit command, or whatever, which didn't really add any new content to the game. So yeah, you're right. I don't know, I kind of just arbitrarily decide which things are announcements and which things are trivial. Ideally, announcements would only be for things that actually added content, and we would have at least one announcement a week. So I wouldn't feel like, oh, well, we haven't had any announcements in a while. I guess I'll make this slash outfit thing an announcement just so that people don't think we're sitting on our thumbs.
Right. Also, note, stop sitting on thumb.
Right. Data Vortex says, so since you had such a negative experience with Gen Con, might you consider coming to Dragon Con in future years? A little interlude here. I didn't really have a negative experience with Gen Con. I just don't necessarily think that it's a good idea for us to exhibit there. And he says, it is sadly scheduled against PAX this year, but it's around the same time and level of attendance as Gen Con, and it has a dedicated MMORPG track. The guy who runs the MMO track has said that he would love to have the KOL crew on some dedicated panels. I think you could sell a lot of swag there and probably get many new players, too. Plus, DC is just a lot of fun. You can totally crash my house. Is it in Washington, DC?
Huh.
I did not know that. I mean, that's something that I would consider. You know, I honestly would go to any convention where I was invited to speak on a panel.
Yeah.
At least as an attendee, you know. I know that the Homestar Runner guys exhibited at Dragon Con and nowhere else, which you know, depending on the amount of research that they did, maybe that means something, you know. It seems weird that something like, it seems weird that they would schedule PAX and Dragon Con at the same time, though.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some, there's got to be some frustrating crowd overlap there. I don't know, you know, it just, it, what I don't want to do is turn the last half of every year into a grueling convention circuit.
Right.
That stops us from getting any work done. Because, you know, we always, we like to think that we can get a lot done in the lead up to Comic-Con, but we never really do, because Comic-Con really does just kind of, it takes a couple man months of work to do Comic-Con every year. And that frequently ends up being Hot Stuff's and mine and Zly's between us. So it's like, you know, either I need to just pawn everything off on somebody else so that I can continue doing the kind of work that actually gets, you know, gets stuff in the game done. But I like to have a hand in that kind of thing, you know. So it's always difficult for me to, it's difficult for me to delegate stuff. I got too much of a control freak streak
of the week.
Yeah. Ardlin says, will you be adding area closed messages to the Hobopolis zones after you beat Frosty, Zombo, and Chester like you have in the other areas? Yeah. Those are messy right now, and they need to be fixed. PotatoMan1287 says, what's the least unbought NPC item? So you mean the most bought NPC item? Probably, soda water. Cherry Pie says, you should totally make a Doctor Who quest a Doctor Who-related quest. And a Doctor Who action figure.
We should make a Doctor Whom quest.
Doctor Whom could be a character that you run into somewhere.
It could be.
Jake Wolf 1995 says, will the zombie penal gland or the Grey Plague ever be put back in action?
Yeah, we got in so much trouble for having the zombie penal gland in the first place. And we tried to explain that it was a prison thing. But
right.
You know how people are.
Yeah. Replace it with a zombie penal glands.
See, that would offend no one.
It wouldn't. Polka Pilfer has suggested an idea that I'm also not going to read, because it's very very much like something that I'm actually at least theoretically working on. Betrayer says, how about a direct link to Hobopolis after you clear the sewer? It's kind of annoying having to go through three other places just to get to Town Square, let alone the elemental zones. I don't know. You know, part of me is like proud of that artwork and wants people to actually have to move through it just to reinforce the sense of space down there. Sense of place, I guess. But part of me understands that that's a lame thing to inflict on people who don't care. Tackless Cat says, can we get a forum for dungeon divers? That way we could post ads to find help or offer our services on more of a real-time basis. Well, you know, if it got to the point where if it got to the point where there were more dungeons and more stuff going on in there, I could actually get behind that idea. Kind of a sub form of community, or you know, it's, I don't know where are the people asking for clans and people asking for players in Hobopolis threads in community.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen any.
I think that maybe they are. Well, there's like one thread for each. That's been pretty aggressively moderated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A CIA re says, if you continue with KOL 20 years from now, how advanced do you think stick figure technology will be by then? Probably the same level of advancement that it's at now.
Though I do keep having, you know, like randomly, maybe once every 6 months, I'll have a dream where I'm playing KOL and it's some completely different thing. It usually ends with me being angry at you for making all of these changes without telling me.
Yeah.
But there was one where it looked like Grand Theft Auto, pretty much. Only better graphics, like it looked live action. And instead of being in a fantasy setting, it was in just a regular city. And, yeah, and I was pretty annoyed at that. There was one where it was still three-dimensional, or it was still stick figures, but it was three-dimensional, like a World of Warcraft done in MS Paint kind of thing.
Huh.
Yeah, it looked cool. But I was just pissed because, like, all of my writing is gone. Like, what do I have to contribute to the game now? It's just all action. And
I don't think that would ever happen, Scully.
Probably not.
Don't worry. They're there.
We should do
just a bad dream.
If we do that, we just need to do, like, a voiceover for the entire game that reads all of the jokes to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We should do that anyway.
Yeah, people would like that because people don't read. Maybe we should turn the entire game into an audiobook.
Just from beginning to end.
Yeah, just have somebody, one of us, play through the entire game and just read all the text on the screen.
The Last Gunslinger says, any chance of a new area referencing the Twilight Zone? I have a feeling that once I start watching through my my complete Twilight Zone DVD set that my mom got me for my birthday this year, that I will not be able to help referencing the Twilight Zone a lot, because I'll suddenly know about every Twilight Zone episode. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really fun at parties.
I think that you're going to have a one trick that will be wondrous, but it will be just the one trick of going, this is just like that one Twilight Zone episode.
Right. Yeah. Dragonblade629 says, will PvP ever be live, as in players being able to battle head-to-head against each other with one player making a turn until one player is... or with each player making a turn until one player is defeated? We're working on a sort of prototype live PvP system. I'm not going to give any kind of estimate on when that's going to be... when or if that's going to be something that anybody besides us sees.
I'm pretty excited about that, though.
I'm excited about the idea of it. You know, I think that it can be made cool. Subbot says, is there any way that you can make the Lob Nab key? My name's Lob Nab key. Knob Lab key, less RNG swingy, perhaps a super likely or something. It can take anywhere from 1 to 50 turns in my experience. Yeah, something needs to be done about that, because that's this goofy, hard-coded mechanism. Slowly getting rid of those over time. But yeah, you'd probably do something with that. Lord Ike says, does the Knob Goblin Harem Girl no longer drop clothes, or is the RNG fucking me over bad?
Those are pretty low percentage drops.
They are. The primary means of acquiring those drops are meant to be the choice adventures that are in there, rather than the drops. Once they actually became required to beat the game, we sort of made up for the low drop rates by adding those choice adventures. Feng Shui says, if I was all, I love you, man, and you were all, I love you, man, and it escalated from there, what do you think it would do? Or what would you do? Where would it end, man? I don't know, Feng Shui. I don't know how much you love me relative to how much I love you, so I don't know who would run out of steam first. Ayakal says, will Richard ever open up a chain of restaurants, the Kingdom's Flayed Choco Hobo? It could sell chocolatey hobo parts. I don't get it.
I think it's safe to say that no. Yeah. It seems like there's some reference in there that I'm not catching. But I'm not catching it. Meleloaf says, Dear Jake and Mr. Skullhead, have you guys considered putting hats in the Store of Loathing? Well, the problem with hats is that that hat options are kind of limited. And, I mean, you get the baseball cap, I suppose, is something that people might wear. It's just not something that I've ever worn, and something that at least Jake would look extremely ridiculous in, because when you have long hair, the baseball hat cap just doesn't really work. But that would be the one that people would probably like. It just never occurs to either of us because we don't wear them. Otherwise, you're looking at fedora, and we don't want to encourage the public wearing of fedoras by nerds, because that's just kind of a stereotype gone wrong.
Yeah, we could print a kilt.
Yeah. There's the bucket hat, the kind of Gilligan's Island hat, which occasionally looks cute on women, but always makes guys look like douchebags.
Oh, come on. I used to wear one of those sometimes.
Case in point. And yeah. I think you can only wear the bucket hat if you're John McRae from Cake. I think he's the only dude who can wear that now without looking like a tool. And you can only wear a fedora if you're Indiana Jones. But, yeah, hat options for hats that people should wear are pretty much limited to the ball cap, and it just never occurs to us to do it.
Yeah. Matt G987 says, is the disco bleeding combo's fatality ability broken? It is entirely possible that it is. I'm gonna mark that in my list of things to look at too, because that code got changed, and I'm not sure that it really got tested. So it's conceivable that that's broken. Istanbul asks if there's a trophy for beating the sorceress, then getting your unbuff stats back down to their beginning levels. If not, there should be, and you could call it the atrophy.
Nice.
Betrayer says, why isn't cooking cherry a cooking ingredient? I don't know.
I recently bought some cooking sherry, and it seems strange to me that it's something you can buy without giving an ID.
Huh.
Like, it is something that you could conceivably drink if you didn't care how it tasted, and it certainly has higher alcohol content than the beer that they sell in stores here.
Right.
Well, as does mouthwash.
I imagine, though, that if there was, like, you know, an obviously, like, 16-year-old kid buying 5 bottles of it, that they would probably not let that happen. No Heard Me says, Scully, have you ever come across any South Shore Brewery beer where you are? It's some good stuff. I used to work in the brewery, They the Nut Brown Ale.
They the Nut Brown Ale. I have not. Currently, I'm drinking the last of the Miller Lights that Jess's dad left here when he visited 6 months ago.
Wow, that's gross.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But I'd like the one time in a week that I drink a beer is during our show.
Right.
So if there's not any other beer in the house, that's what's got to be drunk.
Drinking a delicious Stone Levitation, just like I always am these days. Istanbul said, would Jonathan Colton's Southern Comfort-soaked hobo code binder be taken by Yoko Ono? Then it could be Yoko Ono's Joko Soko Hobo Kobo. Then she could marry Bono, and it could be Bono and Yoko Ono's Joko Soko Hobo Kobo. Then they could go to Soho and get shot.
Right.
In that slow-mo. Was pretty awesome, Istanbul. I read the entire thing, which I wouldn't have except for the awesome punchline. Pantsless says, hey guys, any ideas for Crimbo 08 yet? I'm thinking we should have ourselves a little brainstorming summit during con.
Yeah. We'll have at least one pre-con day, or like 2 full pre-con days, really, and a couple of post-con days to think that over.
That's good. Pantsless suggests that the meat golem be zappable into a meat James Enzer.
You know, I tried to look up James Ensor's paintings after that song came out, and I couldn't find pictures of them anywhere online, although now I can, because when it came out, there was barely an internet, you know? Looks like he painted some weird shit.
Shamrogor says, also, thanks for the entertainment over the years, excluding the wrong opinions about Floyd and Dylan.
There is no hatred for Bob Dylan whatsoever.
I don't know. I hate Bob Dylan.
I really enjoy Bob Dylan, but yeah. I'm the guy who wrote the Zim Merman stuff. I don't think that it's hating on Bob Dylan to say that a lot of the time you can't understand what he's saying and that he has kind of a nasally voice. Yeah, that's just kind of describing Bob Dylan. Doesn't mean he's any less awesome. Len asks, why isn't the orange peel hat a cooking ingredient? Maybe I don't do enough cooking, but I hardly ever use orange peels in anything. Unless, like, I'm making some mulled cider.
Axis Shadowbane says, can you delete the kitty prawn in General Asymmetry? Holy crap, there's kitty porn in General Asymmetry? I'm on it!
To delete it, right? Eventually.
Oh, that too. Where's General Asymmetry? Oh, you know what? My bookmark for the forums doesn't even have the list of the other things. Now I don't know where it is, though, so... Is it in the Blink-182 thread? No. No, yeah. So I'm gonna need some more data. Hey, there's C.D. Moyer. I meant to ask him about something. I hope he got my K-mail.
I'm sure that the moderators in General Asymmetry will find that long before we do.
Yeah. Damn it! I wanted to see the kitty porn. Istanbul has a bunch of ideas about the stickers, and then he says, this idea is a golf mind.
Interesting. Lan says, I don't like that MacGuffin quest. It's annoying. What's a MacGuffin? MacGuffin, whatever. A MacGuffin is the unimportant object that drives the plot. So, like, in the what the item is doesn't really matter, it's just that the characters want it. So, like, in the Maltese Falcon, the MacGuffin. In the Transformers movie, the Cube is the MacGuffin. You know, I did talk to a couple of friends here who just finished their first Ascensions, and both of them were of the opinion that the level 11 quest just feels like it takes too long. And I do kind of think that's because you have this overarching goal from the beginning. And I wonder if it were just presented to you as, hey, go find your dad's journal and see what's in it. And then you get sent on the little sub-quest. Like, if you didn't know that they were all part of one quest, if it would be less tedious?
I don't know. I mean, it certainly wouldn't be less tedious the second time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how to feel about it. Rickett says, did you make Hogulus count the syllables in every item? Is that why you can do the Camptown Races thing now? Yeah. Interns rule. Lord Apollon says, what is this weird Beatles remix? It's totally awesome. Oh, good, you've got another disciple.
Weird Beatles. Oh, yeah, that was mashing up. Actually, the Beatles part of that, I think, is the weakest part. It's a little Outcast versus Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode. There have got to be more mashups that you like. Maybe I should just lock you in a car like you used to do with me and Nine Inch Nails and play you my entire selection of mashups.
Maybe you should. Horse Lover Fat says, I've been going through the archives of the show, and after NS13, there seemed to be a period where it got pretty grim. Was there ever a point where a normal job seemed attractive? Fuck no.
No, things have never been that dark.
Not ever even once. Seriously.
Not even after people were dissing Crimbo 2 years ago. Which was probably...
Shamrogor says, Hobopolis was a success because it wasn't compulsory. It is honestly hard to enjoy anything that is compulsory. Yeah.
You know, none of this is compulsory. I'm just saying.
But that's, you know, you're right, but that... you know, that argument doesn't work on anyone who would argue against it. So, whatever.
Yeah. In the end, we just had to say, yes, you don't have the option to play anymore what is, in our opinion, a vastly inferior game. So that's all we can do. Hey, we should probably let iSpeculum have a shot at the microphone.
Oh, should we go right? It's 8 o'clock now. Yeah. We also should ban AJ Styles for a couple of days, because what the fuck? Good night, kids.
Good night.